Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New York is among cities asking for federal help with the influx of migrants. Here's CBS's Christina Ruffini.
It's going to be hard for cities to get the help they say they need because Congress has still not approved border security funding.
Colorado's GOP has appealed the state Supreme Court's decision to disqualify Donald Trump from the primary ballot. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Colorado Supreme Court went further than any of the other state courts in finding he's disqualified from running for office. But that decision denies Republican voters in Colorado access to the election to choose their president.
Colorado Republican representative Lauren Boebert says she's getting out of the race in her current district with the Democrat far outraising her. She says it's all about where the money comes from.
I will not allow dark money that is directed at destroying me personally to steal this seat.
She's running in a more Republican-friendly district instead. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl is dead after a short illness. He also helped grow the Kohl's grocery and department store chains. He was the former longtime owner of his hometown Milwaukee Bucks. Here he is after the Bucks won the NBA championship in 2021.
It's a great thing for Milwaukee, a great thing for our fans, a great thing for everybody who lives here. The day only comes once.
Kohl was 88. Parties in Wisconsin's redistricting lawsuit have just 2 weeks to turn in remedial new maps. That's after Friday's landmark state Supreme Court ruling. Legislative primaries aren't until August, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission needs time to incorporate the new maps into the statewide voter database. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's no word yet about a public memorial for Herb Kohl. Kohl, who passed away at the age of 88, is being remembered for his role in saving the Milwaukee Bucks and his significant contributions to the city. Growing up in Milwaukee, he achieved millionaire status through his family's stores and was instrumental in bringing the Brewers to town. In 1985, he purchased the Bucks to prevent them from leaving Milwaukee and continued to support the team, including contributing $100 million for the construction of the Fiserv Forum. A Milwaukee family is seeking the return of their dog, who they say was stolen at gunpoint during a walk on Christmas Eve. According to the family, a man approached the two sons, asked them questions, showed a gun, and then took the one-year-old dog. The family's offering a $1,500 reward for Simba's safe return. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Bucks knock off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks red hot again, a 144-122 win in Brooklyn over the Nets, who for some reason rested three of their starters. Giannis with 32 points, 10 rebounds. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points, in a game where the Bucks had a team-high 41 assists.
We're going to get great looks, and we got guys that can knock down shots. We play unselfish, make plays for one another. We'll be good.
They head to Cleveland to play the Cavaliers tomorrow night. NFL, former Packers Julius Peppers and guard Jari Evans named finalists on the ballot for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Evans played right guard for the Packers in 2017 after 11 years with the Saints. Players react to Jair Alexander being suspended 1 week for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love.
Yeah, I think Ja, you know, he has a unique personality, but I think Jair is a great teammate. He always has the right interest in his heart.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with rain likely today. In fact, we could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time everything winds down late tonight. Our high today, 43. It's going to be windy with a north wind gusting to between 20 and 30. Tonight, more rain, 36. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm really doing fine. We are getting closer to turning the page from 2023 to 2024. And, you know, nobody can stop it. It's, you know, progress is going to continue. And, you know, 2024 and, you know, like Rip Van Winkle, you go to sleep one moment and the next thing you know, 2025 and a quarter of the 21st century will be in the books. I would be remiss, Calvin, if and this man, you may not remember, you're too young, but Herb Cole passed last night, and Herb Cole, to say he was an icon is an understatement. As a young man growing up, young boy growing up in Milwaukee, all over the city, there were Cole's food markets. They were everywhere. His dad started basically with nothing, you know, a Jewish guy, and built the first stores. He certainly wasn't a man who came with wealth. He created it and was able to build an empire. Herb Cole and his brothers were able to take over that first Cole's food store and parlay it into 74 grocery stores. We're not talking about mom and pop shops. And unlike many others, they were permeated throughout the entire state. Didn't matter where you were, Cole's food stores were the best. And I recall as a young boy, going into those stores, my eyes wide open because they were always the cleanest. They were always the best produce, the best meats, but more than anything else, smiling faces. That's what the Kohl's food stores were. And then they parlayed that into department stores and, you know, and then even did some things internationally. But more than anything else, I don't want to just talk about the fact that Herb Cole was part of the Cole's family that built all of those great supermarkets that many of us remember as children, but and the department stores, and also the fact that Herb Cole is the guy who made it possible to bring the Brewers to Milwaukee. Many people may not know that. I remember when the conversations were had, he was at the root of bringing the Milwaukee Brewers to the city of Milwaukee because Herb Cole clearly remembered the Milwaukee Braves as well as I did and County Stadium and the impact that that had on the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee being a big-time city. He always talked about that. Many people may not remember, but early in the 40s and 30s and 20s, Milwaukee was one of the largest cities in the United States. I don't know. It might have been ranked number 12 or so because of his industry. Milwaukee was, you know, the population, all of those things. You look now, and I don't know where we are, probably in the 30s. We've shrunk quite a bit in my lifetime. But imagine, we were one of the top 12, 15 cities in the United States. And so, you know, Herb Cole and his family, being the kind of people that they were, once we lost the Braves, you know, people's hearts were broken. And so he was part of the contingent of bringing the Milwaukee Brewers to the city. He then moved on, and he is the impetus. Make no mistake about it. There would be no Milwaukee Bucks if it wasn't for Herb Cole and what he did. But even bigger than all the things that he did with sports was this humanitarian and philanthropic work. Herb Cole almost single-handedly was the impetus when people were certainly financially looking for support in the city that struggled. If you follow Herb Cole's philanthropic work, it would take more than this show to talk about what he did and the kind of man he was. Couple that with, at the age of 55, he ran for public office for the first time. And he didn't run, you know, for school board. Not that there's anything wrong with running for school board, but, you know, he ran to become a United States senator. And guess what he did more than that no one else has done, basically? He financed his own campaign out of his pocket. He didn't take any. Now, you just contrast that with today. Here's a man that didn't have to worry about anybody. Nobody could own him because he financed himself. And so lobbyists and all those folk, you know, he didn't have to deal with that. He was able to be free. He was able to make decisions that he thought were in the best interest of his constituents, and that's what he did. Now, all of those different things that this man did, and I'll tell you, out of all those things, the thing that he would be most remembered for, an average Joe. You see Herb Cole walking down the street. Here's a man who was worth $300-400 million. We're talking about 30 years ago, and you would see him walking down the street. He loved Milwaukee. You'd see him on 16th and North Avenue with his buddy, Bud Selig, his classmate, Bud Selig, who, you know, owned the Brewers. They hung out at Jake's Corned Beef on 16th and North Avenue. And you walk in to buy your corned beef sandwich, and there he was, United States Senator Herb Cole, sitting amongst the people. People could walk up to Herb Cole, hey, Herb, how you doing? Hey, how's it going? How's the family? a man with that kind of wealth. And you know what he used to always say? People would think he said he never, his whole purpose was not about wealth. He wasn't concerned about making a dollar. It wasn't the most important thing in his life. He didn't run around with his chest poked out. I'm wealthy. You would never have known it. Humble, humble man who came from humble backgrounds, who made it to the upper level of wealth in the world, and he remained in Milwaukee. You could see him. He didn't have bodyguards with him. Little guy, you'd see him on Brady Street. Little guy walking around. And that's what I remember most about Herb Cole. Just a wonderful, wonderful person. His spirit is what he should be remembered for. His philanthropic work is what he should be remembered for. And guess what? I don't know this to be a fact, but I'm pretty sure that the majority of those resources and money are going to go to the Herb Cole Foundation to change people's lives all over the world. That's who he was. That's who he should be remembered by and for, his philanthropic and humanitarian work, not the fact that, you know, the man might have been worth, you know, $500 million, you know. Or maybe by now $1 billion. Who knows? You would never know. You know, he was everywhere. I didn't know that the man was still alive. He was 88. You would see him at the Buck games, you know, especially prior to the new Buck Stadium, when it was at the Bradley Center, you'd always see him in the same seat, same thing, mixing with the people. He was a United States Senator. How often do you get to see a United States Senator today? Not in your neighborhood, not in my neighborhood. But this man, special person, special human being, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. 844-967-2789 is the number. We've got to take a short hiatus when we come back. Man, I've got a whole list of things we're going to talk about. We're reaching the end of 2023 and ushering in 2024. What is it going to be like? Don't touch that dial. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Talk to me, brother. You can't see, brother. What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-990-6271 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra Viagra, or Cialis, call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-990-6271 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-990-6271 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-990-6271 now. That's 1-800-990-6271.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Was just talking about the legacy of one of Milwaukee's greatest, former Senator Herb Cole, who passed away on yesterday. Let's go to the phone lines and Brian from McGuanago. Good morning to you, Brian. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to pay my respects to the former senator. I used to serve him breakfast at George Webb's on Farwell Avenue every morning.
Hey, so let me ask you.
He came in every day, and he was the nicest guy. Just simple, you know, 2 eggs, toast, and I think sausage or bacon, and always left a decent tip, and then on Christmas every day he'd walk around and hand everyone that worked there a 20.
So and that's the.
He was just this guy. Never had a security detail with him. You know, you would have if I didn't know who he was, I would not have known who he was. If that makes sense.
No, Brian, I'm glad you said that because I was trying to make a point. He was the most approachable person that there could ever be. Like you said, sitting in a George Webb, right? A man worth $300-400 million. You would never know it, would you?
No, and then to go and have breakfast at George Webb's every day. I got to say, though, I do love me some Webb's. If I had his money, I'd probably do the same. You have a great holiday.
Hey, you too, man. And, thank you.
Earl.
All right. Thank you very much for that story, man. It's really important. Thank you for listening. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl.
He was a little bit before your time, though, man, right?
What's that?
He was a little bit before your time.
Yeah, but my dad actually grew up with him. And he actually knew him and his siblings pretty well back in the day. And he would, your previous caller mentioned George Webb. The other place, well, he actually frequented a lot of different places.
Right.
Ma Fisher's being one of them, the Plaza Cafe, the Pfister Hotel, sometimes you even see him at Elsa's. I'm going to just tell a quick story. So he lives in the building or lived in a building called, well, it's still called the Regency Condominiums now. Originally, it was an apartment building. It's a large, like 30-story building. It's about a block away from where the Cudahy Tower is, which is that white building that faces the art museum.
Right. I know where it is.
And anyway, so during the housing crisis, the units there were actually very affordable. They were, you know, one bedrooms were actually under $100,000 at that time. And the reason being, all the windows.
One bedroom was under $100,000 and they were affordable. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, for that type of building, yeah. Anyway, they keep in mind,
quickly,
all the windows,
quickly.
Though, yeah, all the windows needed to be replaced on that property. They were several million dollars short in replacing the windows. And everybody was going to get hit with a special assessment. And I was actually going to buy a place for my dad over there. But I was like, nah, not interested. And it turns out that Herb Cole ended up making up the difference. He wrote a check for several million dollars to make up the difference. So that's how those windows got replaced in that building. A lot of people don't even know that.
You know, man, if we started telling all the stories of the philanthropic deeds of Herb Cole, it would certainly, you know, equal or surpass the years I've been living. He's a guy who did a lot of these things off the cuff. He was never a guy who did it with fanfare, right? He's a guy who just saw a need and he wrote the check. And he never was a guy who, hey, look, everybody, bring the news cameras. I'm writing a check. No. He would hear about families that struggled and those kinds of things. Boom, he would do it. You know, he was a great, great human being, man. And that's, you know, all the other things that we and the accolades that we talk about when we talk about that man, more than anything else, he was just a great human being, man.
He was very kind. He was quiet, but he was very kind, and he would always be willing to talk to you, small talk, whatever. And he was always reading the paper, you know.
Always.
And he always.
The journals, the Sentinel, the Journal, you'd see him always reading the newspaper. And what I never understood about Senator Cole was, as kind a man as that, how he was able to survive that decade or so as a United States Senator. He was here with the Sharks, and he just wasn't the kind of guy who was that outspoken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. He just, you know, he came from a different time period. I mean,
well, other people came from a different time period as well, but there was something in him. And I think it was, I remember reading something about his father and how important his father was in treating people kindly. And that rubbed off on him. David, thank you very much for the call, man. Wish you had more time. We got to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. When we get back, I'm going to talk about some of the things that we need to fix in our country as we reach into the new year.
For the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is fired for making online pornographic videos on some popular X-rated websites. Gao was Wisconsin's longest-serving chancellor until a special meeting of the Board of Regents last night. Young people of color are still going to jail or prison at disproportionate rates. People pushing for alternative sentences say these young people need to be better equipped for life after incarceration.
It's not only about a public safety argument, though I think it's very important to recognize that kids who are held in these facilities are in fact more likely to reoffend and more likely to reoffend on a more serious charge the next time.
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Herb Cole is being remembered for several things, and one, his pivotal role in saving the Milwaukee Bucks. It's among his many significant contributions to the city. In 1985, he purchased the Bucks to prevent them from leaving Milwaukee, then gave them $100 million for the construction of the Fiserv Forum. As of now, there's no information available about a public memorial. 29-year-old Paul Vincent, the father of two boys who died in a Waukesha County car crash, has been charged with 10 felonies. The charges include fleeing an officer resulting in death and injury. It happened after Vincent allegedly led officers on a high-speed chase, which ended in a crash in Delafield. His two sons, aged 10, died in the crash, while his girlfriend and her two children sustained serious injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The Friday Night Live Music Party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, enjoy the music and fun of Bail Jumpers, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Bucks knock off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks red hot again, a 144-122 win in Brooklyn over the Nets, who for some reason rested three of their starters. Giannis with 32 points, 10 rebounds. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points, in a game where the Bucks had a team-high 41 assists.
We're going to get great looks, and we got guys that can knock down shots. We play unselfish, make plays for one another, we'll be good.
They head to Cleveland to play the Cavaliers tomorrow night. NFL, former Packers Julius Peppers and guard Jari Evans named finalists on the ballot for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Evans played right guard for the Packers in 2017 after 11 years with the Saints. Players react to Jair Alexander being suspended 1 week for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love.
Yeah, I think Ja, you know, he has a unique personality, but I think Jair is a great teammate. He always has the right interest in his heart.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with rain likely today. In fact, we could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time everything winds down late tonight. Our high today, 43. It's going to be windy with a north wind gusting to between 20 and 30. Tonight, more rain, 36. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Thank you.
You're still a young man, baby. Ooh, don't waste your time. You're still a young man, baby. Ooh, don't waste your time.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, as we approach 2024, you know, there's some things that we need to have a conversation about. And, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to have the conversation because it's one of the reasons why our nation is in turmoil. And we've got to be able to address things that don't create, you know, a environment where we can work together as Americans. We've always had issues in my lifetime in this country, and even before, and they'll be after I'm long gone. But one of the things that in my lifetime we've been able to do is at least have dialogue and conversation one with the other in order to correct the things about our nation that need to be corrected. But today, there's something going on that really, you know, is taking those opportunities away. Now, I don't understand. Maybe some of you can explain it to me, you know, but this is one of those things. So this month, an anonymous tipster went to police in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, to complain about genderqueer, which is among the most banned books in the country. You know, I don't know what genderqueer is, you know, but it's one of the most banned books in the country. So somebody went to a police officer and said, hey, there's in a classroom at W.E.B. Du Bois Regional Middle School, somebody told me genderqueer is in the library. So help me understand this. So based on the fact that somebody said the book genderqueer is in one of the public school's eighth grade libraries, you can go get a police officer. And that police officer goes to the school and looks through the library to see if he can find a book, genderqueer. Come on now. Come on. A police officer. Maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, police officers don't have anything more important to do than, based on what one person said, go scour a library to see if they can find a genderqueer book. The complaint led to a cop visiting an eighth grade class at W.E.B. Du Bois Regional Middle School to search for the graphic memoir. It sparked a national media attention and an apology from the department's police chief and a walkout from LBGT high school students. Now, help me understand this, Calvin. You see a police officer, right? They were in Waukesha. The police officer's on the street. And I go up to the police officer and I say, hey, you know, Johnny Watermelon told me. that there's a, you know, a book called Genderqueers is in the school. And what kind of police officer then takes his paid time in law enforcement to go into the school and look for the book in the library? What's going on with the society, man? Ridiculous. Just based off the fear of what one person said. This is what's wrong with our society today. One of the reasons. Number one, that a person would even go to and number one, not know any of this to be factual, but based off of what somebody said, and then go and secure a law enforcement official to then take his time and go into a school and look through the library to see if said book is there and then find out it's not there. What is wrong with us, America? You know, what is that about? And the fact that, you know, it occurred there, I don't know how many other places it's occurred, but aren't there enough issues going on in the society that we shouldn't be bogged down with this foolishness? I don't even know where you can even, with all the things that go on in my life that I'm trying to keep track of and try to take care of, the people I love and all those things, where would I get time to worry about a so-called book that somebody said, and then to go to a law enforcement officer? Come on now. 844-967-2789. It's not enough. Hang on. So then let's go here. Here's another story. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm telling you some of the things that are wrong in our society, in this country, that we need to address, right? Here's a school. Okay. Here's a school. Here it is. Where's the story? Come on. Move faster, computer. Move faster. Okay. Where there is a satanic group. A public high school in Kansas has approved creation of a student-lunch Satan Club, an after-school group affiliated with the Satanic Temple. A spokesperson for Olathe Northwest High School for grades 9 through 12 in southwest Kansas City suburbs told Fox 4 News on Monday that the club met the criteria to establish a student-initiated club and is now recognized as a student-initiated club. An application for the club was first submitted in mid-December, according to the report. The Satan Club has sparked controversy over Olathe Public Schools, which face pushback from parents and students aiming to block the club from gaining approval. Now, I don't know, I had some sons, I had some children. I have some adult children now. But I'm sorry, my son couldn't participate in the Satan Club, even if he wanted to. You're under 18 years old. I'm responsible for you. And even if there is a Satan Club, my son's not in that, not with me knowing it. But, there's this Satan Club that they've allowed, to be open. And so, on the one hand, got the police going into the school looking for a supposed book that wasn't there. On the other hand, we're allowing Satan Clubs. Hey, America, something's wrong. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. What's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, Happy New Year. Sorry, I have a little bit of sickness.
No problem, man.
First, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government. And I hope that we really wake up and realize that through an incredible person like Herb Cole, who actually did not diagnostic wealth, but actually made it from the ground up.
Oh yeah,
and that's what America really is about. Second, these people have way too much time on their hands. I'll tell you what, we hear people call up and say, oh, kids are not reading books. We hear kids are not involved in all this stuff. Well, you know what? Maybe if they're reading a book, maybe it's a queer person or whatever, and they're reading a book, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's just read, because reading's a good thing. I don't understand why it is that, again, it's, you said Fox 4 or something like that. So obviously it's a way to divide and conquer. And I just hope the people of Wisconsin are as smart as I think they are and won't allow for these stupid things to divide and conquer.
So Tom, let me say this. This is a national issue, and this is going on all over this nation. In rural areas and suburban areas, this constant, argument about what book should be in the class allowed in school, and somehow we're all going to rule the day that we allowed free speech and those kind of things in a nation that's what the foundation of it is supposed to be, man.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me. It's just, I mean, it's like they're looking for the needle in the haystack rather than looking at the problem that really exists, which is billionaires buying out Congress people and billionaires really and truly, doing the seven deadly sins. Hey, that's we should be looking at that.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. You say what?
Good morning. The first thing I'm going to say about the whole police officer wasting taxpayer dollars to look at a book in a school, I'm a little confused by that because I was pretty sure cops were called law enforcement, which means their primary role was to enforce laws. And unless they have a law in Massachusetts banning books that teach kids that there are people different than themselves, I don't think he was really doing his job correctly. Secondly, the Satan Club in the high school, I have just recently done research on a satanic temple because here in Green Bay at the National Railroad Museum, they put up a tree that caught public attention. And
right, with the crosses upside down.
Yep. And so I was like, well, I can't have an opinion on something if I don't know what it is to begin with. So I started doing research, and I would definitely want to make sure that my kids knew what it was first, but they don't really worship the devil. It's not really about that. It's more about keeping Christianity out of the government. That's one of their big things that they're about. But I really want to make sure my kids knew about that. I think they're just people are latching onto the name Satanic Temple and having a little bit of a freak out.
So Stephen, so my point really is, and I want to be clear on this, not that I'm opposed. People can do in this nation whatever it is they want to do, right? And that's the way it's supposed to be. And if that's the case, then that should also be the case for that book. If that book was in the library, then the same thing should also be open and free. If you're saying, okay, they can have the satanic, club, then how do we then go back and say these other things can't exist, man? It's the hypocrisy of all of it that bothers me. I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
You and
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I said we're going to have an adult conversation this morning. And certainly, you know, you always have the opportunity to join in at 844-967-2789. So Robert Reich, who is one of my favorite writers, authored or penned an article this morning. I found it in the Nation of Change, and it's, can we still find common ground? I'm saying these are some of the issues we have to get over as we move into 2024. Many Americans today worry that our nation is losing its national identity. Some claim loudly that the core of that identity requires better policing of our borders and preventing other races or religions or ethnicities from supplanting white Christian American. But that is not what defines our national identity. It's the ideals we share, the good we hold in common. That common good is a set of shared commitments to the rule of law, to democracy, to tolerance of our differences, to equal rights and equal opportunities for everyone, to upholding the truth. We cannot have a functioning society without these shared commitments, without a shared sense of common good. There can be no we to begin with. If we're losing our national identity, it's because we are losing our sense of common good. That is what we must restore. Now, he said a mouthful. He's on point with every single word. It is what's at the root of the divide that we have that we don't seem able to conquer or overcome. It's as if the will to do that, to conquer and overcome our differences, is gone. And rather than people being able to sit down and have differing views and have a conversation, it can't be done today. Because people, for whatever reason, are in a situation where I'm right. I don't hear you. Well, what he said made sense. Doesn't matter. Doesn't make sense to me. Now, what about what was said here by Robert Reich doesn't make any sense? 844-967-2789. I'm going to read it again. Many Americans today worry that our nation is losing its national identity. You know, whatever that is, you know, I don't know what that is. Because the national identity of this nation is people of all ethnicities who have come to a place and created an experiment. America is an experiment. I don't care where you go. You go all over the world, you're going to see the same group of people and their nationalities. And that's what you're going to see most of. Go to Africa, you're going to see Africans. Go to Germany, you're going to see Germans. You go to France, you see Frenchmen. You go to China, you see Chinese. You come to America, you see everybody. It's an experiment. So when we talk about the nationality of our nation, it's the fact that it's all of the world's peoples brought together in one environment. Nowhere else in the world does it exist. But yet we have people arguing over, you know, what, you know, the national identity of the nation is. The national identity of the United States is all the peoples of the world in one place. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I totally agree with you, and I agree with what this gentleman had to write. When I state a fact or what I believe is a fact, I don't really want to hear someone agree with me. I actually like to get into a debate and then change my idea of what you think should be done. And through that a mutual agreement, we find the answer to the question and we move on. We don't bicker and fight and have finger pointing at different ethnicities, color of people's skin. Any of that should not matter. This is the United States. And we believe in the Constitution and we believe in the rule of law. And our my neighbor is my neighbor, and I'm there to help you. That is what we believe in.
You know, Susan, that is what the United States is supposed to be. But somewhere along the line, you know, we got hit in the head on a dark road, and we haven't been able to recover because that is not what it is today, right? You know, the ideal of what America is supposed to be is beautiful. But the reality of it today is you can't have a conversation with someone because they'll tell you about their religious beliefs. Well, you know, I'm this. Okay, well, that's fine. But there are all sorts of religions in America. There's no one specific religion because it's all of God's people brought together under one roof. And there's nothing that I see that ever says there's only one religion in America, Christianity. Where is that at? Nowhere. But that's what people want to say. That's what they want to do. And that's how they separate one from another. And that's why in 2024, before we get there, we got to work towards fixing those things in 2023. Thank you very much for the call, Susan. 844-967-2789. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief, a campaign faux pas.